الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافره في النار، ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, each and everything that exists besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is makhluq. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every entity that exists. The only thing that is not created and made is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, az min kulli aziz, azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel, greater than anything with greatness. More majestic than anything with majesty. More mighty than anything with might. More powerful than anything with power. More glorious than anything with glory. Allah is pak, free from every blemish, every defect, every shortcoming. Allah is free of the constraints of space. Allah is free of the constraints of time. Allah is there, but Allah doesn't occupy space. Allah is there, Allah is free of a shape. Allah is free of form. Allah is free of color. Allah is free of direction. Allah creates space, creates shape, creates form, creates color, creates direction. Allah Himself is above all this. Allah is the Rabb of all this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. رب المشرقين ورب المغربين، رب المشارق ورب المغارب، رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم، east, west, north, south, above, below, أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. Turn in any direction and you will see the jalwa and the nur of Allah. Allah is the Rabb of all this. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is free of time. Past tense, present tense, future tense. 100 years ago, now, and 100 years from now, my respected brothers, that is for you and I. Allah Himself is above all this. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. This relentless, inexorable motion of time like a sword that is slashing away at our existence in this world, inevitably drawing us closer and closer and closer to that 4-foot by 2-foot hole in the ground. Many of us, Allah protect us, are in denial. Someone saw a janazah going one day. They asked Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, whose janazah that is? He said, my brother, that is your janazah. And if you don't like what I am saying, take it as my janazah. Because Allah has said, it is His indelible decision. Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. You, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the poet says, لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها لكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها مخلدا. That if anyone was going to get perpetuity, if anyone was going to be made victorious over time, if anyone was going to be freed from the restraints of time, then Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم would not have drunk from the cup of death. But like the poet says, لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها, if anyone was going to have perpetuity, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah addressed His beloved directly in the Quran. Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. You, my beloved, will die, and every one of them will die. Each one of us, this entire makhluk, is caught up, restricted, restrained by this relentless, inexorable motion of time, that inescapable reality which the Quran reminds us of, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. Which time? The time of your maut. The time of your death. Like Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, الموت ليس منه الفوت إن أقمتم له أخذكم وإن فررتم منه أدرككم. Like Quran says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Mort, death, there is no escape. Laysa minhul fawt. In akamtum lahu, if you will oppose it, it will find you. It will overpower you. If you run away from it, it will find you. Like Quran says, lock yourself up in some fortified fortress, but on its appointed time, la tastakhiruna anhu sa'atan wa la tastaqdimun. No one will be given any extension. Allah alone was forever. Allah will be forever. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of shape. Allah is free of form. Allah is free of color. Allah is free of direction. Allah is free of time. Allah is free of a wife and children. لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. Allah is free of a beginning. Allah is free of an ending. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. Beautifully, Allah Himself describes Himself in the Quran. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. What does this mean? May all our lives be sacrificed upon our noble master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the form of a beautiful dua, he explains these expressions of Quran. He raises his hands one day. Allahumma أنت الأول فليس قبلك شيء وأنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء وأنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء. Oh my Allah, you are the first, before you there is nothing. You are the last, after you there is nothing. Allah is such a first, bila bidaya, without a beginning. Allah is such a last, bila nihaya, without an ending. Oh Allah, you are the first, before you there is nothing. You are the last, after you there is nothing. You are zahir, you are apparent, above you there is nothing. You are concealed, concealed from you there is nothing. Allah's majesty, everything that exists, there was nothing. There was nothing. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Will the disbelievers not accept, understand, acknowledge, realize that the heavens and earth were compact, there was nothing. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا, we split them. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we brought every living thing, we created every living thing out of water. The scientific acknowledgement of the aquatic nature of all living matter, living organisms, This is one or two centuries old, 14 centuries ago. In the Quran, Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We made every living thing out of water. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will you not believe? Look up that sky and its loftiness, this earth and its depth, the river and its flowing ability, the oceans and its rising waves. Each one of these things, makhluq, created, Allah's decision, Allah's intention, رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا. The sky was erected. بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Where's the pillars? Where's the support? Why does it not sag? Such a huge canopy over your heads. This earth stretched out. Was there bulldozers? Was there dynamite used? Was some construction firm? وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَخَاهَا. Allah's command, this earth was stretched out. Allah desired water from the heavens. أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. From the earth itself. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. Allah created in this earth the capacity to store water. فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Somewhere sweet water. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُ. Somewhere salty water. هَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. Somewhere both together, not allowed to mix. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. Allah's intention, fish, لتأكلوا منه لحما طريا. Oysters, pearls in the ocean, وتستخرجوا منه حلية تلبسونها. Wriggling animals on the earth, منهم من يمشي على بطني. Two-legged animals, منهم من يمشي على رجلين. Four-legged animals, minhum may yamshi ala arba. Whatever, whoever, however, whenever. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. From Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First basic indelible message. Every Nabi of Allah came with this da'wat, this invitation, this call. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. It is only Allah. It is only Allah. This entire makhluk, look around you. Look around you. Everything is shining with the noor of Allah, with the jalwa of Allah, with this capacity calling out. Recognize Allah's qudrat. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ لَآيَاتٍ. Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, how did this come into existence? Just like that? Such complexity in this. وَاقْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. This motion of day and night, earth spinning on its axis at 1,000 kilometers an hour, moving outward 108,000 kilometers, 65,000 miles an hour. The sun itself, the sun, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors. That sun is not still, moving outwards at a speed of 17,280,000 kilometers an hour. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ التَّقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَا الشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. The sun moving on its set pattern, the moon moving on its set pattern, the heavenly bodies moving at mind-boggling speeds. Your speed limit is 120 kilometers per hour. You have road markings, you have lights, you have GPS, you have satellite systems, still accident upon accident. How many heavenly bodies has Allah created? What is the vastness of Allah's creation? I'm not going to go into details, time is limited. The atmosphere, the space, they can only see 3%. There's light in only 3%. There's light in only 3%. The other 97% is not even visible. That 3% which they can see, they estimate there are so many stars, so many stars. What's the size of a star? This earth is a ball, 24,000 kilometers. It's a tiny ball. When compared to the sun is one star. What's the diameter of the sun? 1,394,000 kilometers. More than 120,000 times the size of the earth. There's one star, the diameter 1.4 million kilometers. There's one star, the diameter 4 billion kilometers. This one galaxy in which we live in, they call it the Milky Way. They estimate there are 400 billion stars. 400 billion stars in this one galaxy. All in constant motion. This 3% of the universe that is visible, they estimate that there are so many stars, that if you take 1 second to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Yet they don't clash. Each one, what is Quran telling us? Yumsikus samawati wal ard antazula. Allah has locked the heavens and the earth to His command. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. Cry tears of blood today, this ummah has lost its contact with the Quran. That whether that Hafiz is reading some poems or is reading Quran, we won't know. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Such a kalam, look at its taqat, look at its power. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ. Allah says this earth is in my qabza, in my lock, in my control, in my stronghold. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِ. And the heavens are wrapped up with the right hand of Allah, locked to the command of Allah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily in the creation of heavens and earth. وَاقْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Such a complex system Allah put into place. Day, night, day, night. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. Sometimes the day extended. يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Sometimes the night extended. وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحَرِ. Come closer. Allah says, look at your ships. What's the comparison of the size of the ship with the ocean? Not even a blade of grass. That ship is not even a blade of grass compared to that ocean. How is it? How is it? Bima yanfa'un nas. Allah says you needed it. So we locked the ocean. We locked the ocean. We allowed that ship to move from South Africa to America to Pakistan to Arabia to China. Leave the ship. This earth itself is only 29%. The ocean is 71%. If those waves, Allah had to unleash them, this earth would be swallowed up within seconds. وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ. Allah says, look at the water that is falling from the heavens. When Quran speaks of rain, ajeeb, look at the terminology. Allah says, أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. Anna sababna al-ma'a sabba. This word anna, actually, technically, it doesn't make sense. Allah is speaking of rainwater falling, yet Allah says, anna, will you not observe the illogical manner, the astonishing manner, the extraordinary manner, the mind-boggling manner in which rainwater falls? Why does Quran say this? What is extraordinary? What is mind-boggling? Rain is falling. Quran is appealing to the intellect of man. That an object the size of a rain droplet, the lowest altitude of rain clouds is 1200 meters high. 1.2 kilometers, that's the lowest rain clouds you get. Something the size of a rain droplet falling from 1200 meters high with the force of gravity when it reaches the earth should be traveling at the speed of 558 kilometers per hour. A bullet travels at 1670 kilometers an hour. 1670. Rain droplets should be traveling at 558 kilometers. One third the speed of a bullet. Every rain droplet should be a tiny bomb. What will happen to your head, your cars, your house, your land, your property? Anna sababna al-ma'a sabba. Allah says, Observe the illogical, extraordinary manner in which we send down the rainwater. Allah has put speed breakers, speed breakers. So it defies logic. As that rain droplet is falling, speed breakers in the atmosphere, cut the speed, 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 till eventually when it lands on the earth, it is moving at 8 to 10 kilometers an hour. So that each droplet of rainwater with this soft pitter, patter, pitter, patter, as it lands on the ground, my respected brothers, is shouting out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Inna lihadha al-khalqi khaliq, there is a creator for this. Wasahab al-musakhar, look at those rain clouds, cumulonimbus is the name of a rain cloud. One rain cloud, they say, contains 300 million tons of water. More than a whole Niagara fall above your head while you're sleeping at night moves above your home. Why does it not drown you? Locked was Sahabil Musakhar Bain as Samayu al Ard. Allah says, we send the rainwater. What happens? The dead land is brought to life. Rejuvenation of the earth. وَبَتَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّ Different animals in different directions. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ The movement of the winds. How many different words Quran uses to describe wind? Somewhere Saba, somewhere Naseem, somewhere Aqeem, somewhere Sarsar, somewhere Hamilat, somewhere Jariyat, somewhere Hamilat. Sometimes that wind, Azab. Sometimes that wind, Rahmat. Sometimes the wind slight, sometimes the wind a raging tornado. Each thing locked to the command of Allah. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al misbahu fi zujaja. Al zujajatu kaannaha kawkabun durri. Yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna. La shamqiyya, wala gharbiyya. Yakadu zaytuha yudhi. Walau lam tamsashu nar. Nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur. Yahdillahu li nurihi man yasha. Allah is the nur. Allah is the effulgence. Allah is the light. Allah is the illumination of the heavens and the earth. Every blade of grass, every dew droplet, every droplet of rainwater, every apple, every fruit, every orange, every banana, every mango, every lemon, multitudes of vegetables. Somewhere it's lettuce, somewhere it's cabbage, somewhere it's turnips, somewhere it's onions. Have you observed? Some soft, some hard, some sweet, some slimy, some sour, some murky. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَانٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فَفِي شَانٍ Every moment Allah is exhibiting His shan and His qudrat. Bring an eye, bring an eye, bring an eye that did not look at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that is not soiled with listening to haram music. Bring a heart that is not immersed in the love and pursuit of this dunya. And by the qasam of my Allah, in that droplet of rainwater, you will see the nur of Allah. In that blade of grass, you will see the nur of Allah. In that beautiful breeze that blows in the morning. In that waterfall that crushes down onto the earth. In that stream that cuts through the mountain. In that eagle or falcon as it swoops down to catch its prey. In that cheetah and lion in observing the artistry and the intelligence of its motion, the proportion of its limbs. In every one of these things you will hear and you will see and you will attest. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Inna lihadha al-khalqi khaliq. ND674074 Polo and ND... 813201 B class. These vehicles are obstructing. The greatest tragedy and zulm that is facing humanity today is that this concept or idea that my existence in this world is for the recognition of Allah. that I belong to Allah. My every breath is for Allah. My living is for Allah. My dying is for Allah. My shop is for Allah. My job is for Allah. My family is for Allah. My health is for Allah. My sickness is for Allah. My wealth is for Allah. I belong to Allah. This concept or idea has come out of the minds and hearts of humanity. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ. Allah is asking, أَفَخَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. We erected and created all this in with no purpose, so that you may eat, drink, sleep and die, and that is it. Has all this been created with no purpose? So that you continue defying the commands of Allah. Defy your Allah, turn your back on your Allah. His signs come in front of you again and again. Janaza upon janaza is lifted every day. The decline of this world you see in front of you. The parashani in the heart is there. Each one of these things is calling out to you. Which direction are you going? Which direction are you going? Will you not turn around? Will you not stop? Will you not put the brakes? Will you not recognize your Allah? Quran is calling out to you. Inna fi dhalika la'ayat, la'ayat, la'ayat liqawmi yaqiloon, liqawmi yasma'oon, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ أَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ أَوَلَمْ يَسْمَعُوا أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَفَلَا تُؤْمِنُونَ أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Wallah, the example of this is like somebody sees his child. Somebody sees his child going towards some danger, going towards some terror, and the mother and father is shouting out behind, stop my child, stop, please, stop, stop, please, come back to me, come back to me. Where you are going is destruction, where you are going is halakat. The parents are sobbing, begging, crying, and still the child is carrying on. By the qasam of my Allah, that is what these verses are. Where are you going? You've turned your back on your Allah, you're going to get success? What is going to happen in the qabr? Is the qabr not waiting for you? Is hashr not waiting for you? The last verse to be revealed in the Quran. More than 6,000 verses in the Quran. Final verse, what does my Allah say? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah says, fear that day. Fear that day. يَوَتَّقُوا. Prepare. Prepare for that day. يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That every one of you will be returned back to Allah. There's no getting away. There is no escape. Wallah, for some that is Peygham-e-Muhabbat. That is Peygham-e-Masarrat. That is the happiest thing they could possibly hear. I'm going to meet my Allah. I'm going to meet my Allah. I'm going to meet my Allah. For who? For the one who prepared. For the one who prepared, mort is not. Allahu Akbar. Qurtubi mentions the riwayat. Jibreel comes to Sayyidina Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Khalilullah, time has come, maut has come. Chalo, time has come. Malakul maut is coming. What does Khalilullah say? He says, go and ask my Allah, kya Khalil Khalil ko maarte hai? Kya Khalil Khalil ko maarte hai? Does a friend take the life of his friend? Go and ask my Allah. Jibreel goes and comes back. What is the response? Kya Khalil, Khalil ke mulaqat ka shok nahi rakhte? Does not the friend want to meet his friend? Does not the friend want to meet his friend? Al-mautu jisrun yusilul habib ilal habib. Mort and death is the bridge that connects the lover with his beloved. Bilal, whipped at night, bare back made to lie on the burning sands of the desert, rocks put on his chest, physically dragged through the streets of Makkah. They would compete with one another to hurt him, to maim him, to cause injury to him. Yet, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, one Allah, one Allah, one Allah, one Allah. Allah had entered the heart, Allah's love, Allah's ta'alluq, they found Allah. And what did my Nabi say? حُمِّلُوا عَلَى الْأَخْشَابِ نُشِّرُوا بِالْمَنَاشِيرِ يُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُولَ لَحْمِهِ وَعِظَامِهِ. Some were crucified. حُمِّلُوا عَلَى الْأَخْشَابِ. Some their bodies were cut into pieces. Some the flesh was removed from the bones of the body with metal sheets and rods. But whatever they did, this failed to dissuade them. Why? Because Allah had entered the heart. Allah's ta'alluq, Allah's taqwa, Allah's love. Ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad. One Allah, one Allah, one Allah. Whatever they did to him. When the day comes for Bilal to leave this world, when the day comes for Bilal to leave this world, he's in the throes of death. Wife is crying, family is around crying. What is Bilal saying? Wa taraba, wa taraba, wa taraba, ghadan nalqal ahibba, Muhammadan wa hizba. Wa taraba, how happy I am. Others are crying. What is Bilal saying? Wa taraba. Tomorrow I am to meet my beloved. Muhammad and his companions are waiting for me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad and his companions are waiting for me. Al-mawtu jisrun yusilul habib ilal habib. For some, maut is peygam-e musarrat. It's a message of happiness. The time has come to meet you, Allah. For who? For the one who prepared. For the one who didn't make this world his object. He made Allah his object. Salasatun. Salasatun, salasatun, man kunna fihi, wajada bihinna halawat al-iman. My Nabi said, there are three people. There are three people, there are three people. Three qualities, that if you will come onto this, wajada bihinna halawat al-iman, Allah will give you the maza and ecstasy of iman in this world. Allah will give you the maza and ecstasy of iman in this world. مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. First quality, what did my Nabi say? When the love for Allah, when the love for Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes greater than any other love. فَنَا فِي اللَّهُ وَرَسُولِهِ. فِدَا عَنَ اللَّهِ نِزْ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَاشِقَ عَنَ اللَّهِ نِزْ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khubayb bin Adi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, taken captive by the kuffar of Makkah, tied to a staff, surrounded by 40 archers. 40 archers surrounding him. They say, we hear about writer's block. We hear about writer's block. You know, they say for a writer to compose, there has to be calm, serenity, otherwise his mind don't work. They go through phases where their intuitive abilities are no longer there. They can't imagine, can't write. They say when you compose poetry, there has to be serenity, calm. This Sahabi, surrounded by 40 archers, 40 glaring spears in front of him, tied to a staff. They found Allah. They found Allah. This heart was connected with Allah. What in that state, that condition? وَقَدْ جَمَّعُوا الْأَحْزَابُ حَوْلِي وَأَلَّبُوا وقربت من جزع طويل ممنعي فذا العرش صبرني على ما يراد بي فقد بضعوا لحمي وقد بان مطمعي وقد خيروني الكفر والموت دونه وقد هملت عيناي من غير مجزعي وما بي حذار الموت إني لميت ولكن حذاري جحم نار ملفعي فوالله ما أرجو إذا مت مسلما على أي شق كان في الله مصرعي فلست بمبد للعدو تخشعا ولا جزعا إني إلى الله مرجعي. الله أكبر. كما تحيون تموتون. As you will live, the mort will be. They found Allah. They gave everything to Allah. This is the challenge. This backdoor of dunya, day, night, day, night, day, night, the ringing of the coin. When is it ever going to be enough? Did Allah say, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَبَدًا? Allah says, we created all this for this. For you to be chasing behind this dunya. Just now the Hilal of Eid will get sighted. Just now. And our masjids will get empty. These zalim parents, I'm not using this word by mistake, Allah protect us. These zalim parents, today our masjids lament and cry. There is an entire generation missing from our masjids. This age group, 18 to 35, are no longer in the masjid. Where is the imani environment in the homes? Where is the realization, my respected brothers, I'm sitting on a member of the masjid. I take an oath and a qasam on my Allah. I take oath and qasam on my Allah. For a father, like it is farz for you to make your namaz, it is farz for you to ensure that your child makes his namaz. Where is this dini realization? وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسَأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Allah says, command your family with salah. We heard tonight in the Taraweeh, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Allah says, save yourself, not only yourself, save your family from Jahannam. We are saving our families from the perceived threat of poverty, the perceived threat of loss of worldly comfort and luxury. This has become a greater wabal and curse to us than Jahannam. Allah protect us. Today we are more worried about the financial prosperity of our children than the scorpions and the snakes of the qabr for them. We don't like to speak of this, but this is the reality. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, what type of throne did he sit on? Abdul Malik, his father-in-law. Then Marwan, Abdul Malik, Sulaiman, his brother-in-laws. They were ruling three continents, that family. That throne Umar bin Abdul Malik mounts. His wife, history has never seen a woman like that from this perspective, from a lineage perspective. Her father was a king. Four brothers were a king. Her husband was a king. Yet, I'm cutting it short, time is limited. Eid is coming. And the Khalifa who is ruling three continents, those who are geographically minded, what was the size of the kingdom of Umar bin Abdul Aziz? From Baghdad to Kashmir, from Baghdad to Senegal in northern France, from Baghdad to northern Africa, Algeria. Such a vast kingdom. Next, Eid is coming. And there isn't sufficient wealth in the home to buy new clothes for the children for Eid. Fatima bint Abdul Malik, the wife of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, when he became Khalifa, he called her. He said, Fatima, I'm giving you a choice. You can stay in my nikah, but if you stay in my nikah, all the surplus wealth that you have has to be returned back to the Baytul Mal from where your family stole it. Oh, I am prepared to free you from my nikah. She said, in the good times I was with you, now in the difficult times I will be with you. Her jewelry, everything was given up. Why? The khawf of akhirat, the khawf of accountability, the khawf of standing before Allah. She devises a plan. What's the plan? She says to her husband, that never mind, there isn't enough to buy the children new clothes for Eid. The others, the cousins will be coming on Eid day. Hisham bin Abdul Malik and others, their children will be coming. And they will be wearing lavish clothing. And the children of the Khalifa, no new clothes. Where are they going to show, how are they going to hide their face? يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَكُونُ هَلَاكُ الرَّجُلْ عَلَى يَدِي أَبَوَيْهِ وَزَوْجَتِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ يُعَيِّرُونَهُ بِالْفَقْرِ وَيُكَلِّفُونَهُ مَا لَا يَتِيقُ فَيَدْخُلْ مَدَاقِلْ مَنْ يَذْهَبْ دِينُهُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My Nabi said, Kaan khol kar sunlo, my respected brothers. The elders are crying, they are begging us. Introduce the halakat of ta'aleem in your homes. Like you are making fikr for your akhirat, make fikr for the akhirat of your children. Make fikr for the akhirat of your masturat. Let the noor of Jannah enter your homes. Let the noor of Allah's command enter your homes, those shaitan boxes that are destroying the iman of your children and your homes. Get rid of them from your homes. This is the month to make the decision. This is the month to turn to Allah. This is the month to cry before Allah. What are the seeds that our elders are crying? Introduce the halakat of ta'lim in the home. Bring qala Allah, bring qala Rasul. Let that home become a namuna for Jannah. Let that home become such that when you die, that family will get together and read Quran for you. They will make dua for you. They will remember the legacy of iman that you left behind. What the seeds that we plant, that is what we are going to sow. My Nabi warned his ummah, he said, a time will come if we will not make effort on our families. If we will not make effort on our families, my Nabi said, the destruction of a man, halakur rajul, the destruction of a man will occur at the hands of his parents, wife and children. The destruction of a man will occur. This is direct translation. This is direct translation, not interpretation. Direct translation, my Nabi said, a time will come upon my ummah that the destruction of a man will occur at the hands of his wife, his children and his family, his parents. What will they do? يُعَيِّرُونَهُ بِالْفَقْرِ. They will taunt him with his poverty. They will taunt him with his poverty. Look at the neighbors. Look at the James and Jones. Look at this one. Look at that one. He would have made iktifa. He would have sufficed on little and stayed away from haram. No. Because the effort was not made on his family. The desire for dunya was more than akhirat. One was a period of time, Sahabi is leaving his house. He's not going in jihad, he's going to the marketplace. The wife will call out from behind, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. She will say, oh my husband, beware of bringing haram into my home. Beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr on hunger. I will never be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. When was that time? This is this time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, قُرْبُ السَّاعَ, close to Qiyamah, the time will come upon my ummah. The man will be destroyed at the hand of his own family. They will taunt him with his faqr and poverty. And what will happen? يُكَلِّفُونَهُ مَا لَا يُتِيقُ. Eventually, they will force him to go towards that which he cannot bear. To take on a financial burden which he cannot bear. Lie, cheat, deceive. Debt with no intention to pay back. Living beyond his means. Why? What is it? Like one person put it nicely, buying things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Relentless rat race of this dunya. Every command of Allah broken at the altar of that. Today, Muslim with no frown line on the face also. My insurance policy is maturing. Insurance policy is maturing. Maja. Their investment is ready. Buy monthly installments. Monthly installments. Rental income will cover it. You can afford the down payment sign. Win-win. You can't lose. Such a trap is being set for this ummah. Without a frown line on the forehead, hey Maulana, be realistic. Be realistic. If I don't get take loans on interest, how am I going to be financially competitive with the marketplace? What is behind this? This conviction in the heart that you are prepared to challenge Allah. And what are you saying? You are saying it's haram, I'm saying without it I can't get my rosy. Who are you challenging? What does Quran say? What does my Allah say? When you will sign on that dotted line, you are not entering into some contract of riba. You're not entering into a win-win situation. That insurance policy and that this policy and that policy. That is not some win-win situation when you sign on that dotted line. What does Quran say? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ You have declared war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are you going to win such a war? Can you win this war against Allah? Then you want to know why my children are on drugs and why there's no barakat in the house and why the amal is gone off and why there's no chain and why there's no peace and why people are considering suicide. We want to know why. Palatial home, fancy car, Hugo Boss suit, nothing belongs to him. Everything credit, credit, credit. So that the salah doesn't remain salah. The dua is no longer dua. He's got no time for deen. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا Quran has given us, Allah in His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us the beautiful nuskha. Come on to deen, come on to halal. Make iktifa with halal. Be satisfied with halal. Wallah, such barakat Allah will give you. The temptation for haram will be there. Have this yaqeen. Allah will give me. My rozi is written. The only choice so far as the rozi is not how much. How much is already decided. The only choice you have, Allah's qasam, the only choice you have is whether you want it halal or haram. That's all. You want it halal, Allah will give you halal and Allah will make your jannah through that risk. And you want it haram, Allah will give you haram. And through that haram, your jahannam will be earned. Allah protect us. That is the only choice. How much? Allah's qasam. How much is not in our hands. It's already decided. My Nabi said, if you don't believe that, if you don't believe that, then give the mountain of Uhud in gold. In charity, Allah will never accept it from you. This much conviction has to be there. What is written is already coming. Not 1 cent more, not 1 cent less. This is the time. Make ahad with Allah. One riwayat it comes, Allahu Akbar. The shatungras, small shaitans, come to the big shaitan and they say, look at that abid, look at that worshipper, so much of ibadat, so much of ibadat, so much of ibadat he's making. So the big shaitan says, check his earnings. Go and check his earnings. I'm giving the mafhum of the riwayat. They come back and say, earnings is problems. Earnings is problems. One loan on interest this side, one false fraudulent document that side, ate up something from somebody else that side. MashaAllah, ibadat all day. What does the big shaitan say? Don't worry about his ibadat. Leave him. Let him carry on with his ibadat. Let him carry on with his ibadat. His earnings are not right. That will destroy him. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah used to say, I prefer staying away from one dirham of haram. I prefer staying away, Khan Kolkar Sunlo. I prefer staying away from one dirham of haram rather than giving 600,000 dirhams in charity. I prefer staying away from one dirham in haram. The Salafi Salim used to say, Tarku daniq mimma yakrahuhu Allah ahabba ilayya min khamsi mi'ati hajja. Staying away from one penny of haram, staying away from one penny of haram is more beloved to me than 500 nafil hajj. Staying away from one penny of haram is more beloved than 500 nafil hajj. Today the value systems of the ummah is gone upside down. This is the man, cry, shed those hot tears, make niyat with Allah, that Ya Allah, haram se main toba karta. One is jannat, you know we say ordinary jannat. To use the word ordinary for jannat is not appropriate. But for understanding, one is jannat. Then there is Jannatul Firdaus. Our layman's term we call VIP Jannat. One is Jannat, then there is VIP Jannat. What is VIP Jannat? إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَدْخُلُ جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فِي الْيَوْمِ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتِ فَيَقُولُ إِزْدَادِي طِيبًا لِأَوْلِيَائِي إِزْدَادِي حُسْنًا لِأَوْلِيَائِي. Allah, Allah, Allah enters Jannatul Firdaus every day 5 times. And Allah says to this Jannat, become more beautiful. Become more beautiful, more fragrant. It's a crude example, but we'll understand it like this. Sometimes a woman sits in front of the mirror. Women always trying to look... I'm saying women, but nowadays... Like I said, one day I passed one place, they had their gents beauty salon. Gents beauty salon. Man wants to look more beautiful. Sahaba probably, if they saw something like that, they'll turn over in their graves. Those were men, Rijal. Allah tells us, men, Rijal. What? Rijal. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Allah says, men who have fulfilled the covenant with Allah, some have given their lives, some are waiting, they will never shift. Men, engagement in trade and commerce does not cause them to become negligent of establishing salah and the discharging of zakat. They fear a day when the eyeballs of man will be overturned. Those are men, not gents, beauty salon. Pagal ban gaya. Woman sits in front of the mirror, puts cosmetic, make herself beautiful. Then a little bit more, then some more paint, some more cosmetic, some more paint. Eventually you tell, hey, why, hold on, you're overdoing it now. You can only get that beautiful. Once you overdo it, then from beauty it becomes ugly. This Jannat, Allah 5 times a day is saying to the women of this Jannat, the palaces of this Jannat, the rivers of this Jannat, the fruits of this Jannat, the bounties of this Jannat, everything in this Jannat 5 times every day is getting more beautiful. From when? From the time it was created. The creation of Jannat precedes the creation of the heavens and the earth. How old is this universe? Scientists estimate 14 billion years. 14 billion years. 14 billion years. If you have to accept this, Allah knows best whether it's true or not. But hypothetically, if you accept this, the universe is 14 billion years old. It means for the last 14 billion years, 5 times every day this Jannat is getting more beautiful. What kind of a Jannat is being made? No Nabi has seen it, no angel has seen it. Such a Jannat, Firdaus. Like I said, Firdaus is VIP Jannat. Then according to one riwayat, inside Firdaus, There is another VVIP section. VVIP. Three categories of people my Nabi said will enter this Jannat. Which one of the three categories pertinent to what we are discussing? He said, Dhu'iyalin sabur will be that person whom Allah gave a very big family. The opportunity to engage in haram was there. The chance for bribery, for treachery, for deception, for breaking Allah's command, for stealing from others was there. The chance to go towards haram in his livelihood was there. He kept himself and his poverty and his family on the breadline, lived a life of absolute simplicity, did not touch one penny of haram. My Nabi said, Allah will give this man that Jannat. The Jannat which the awliya won't get, this person will get. This is the man. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ to become muttaqi. To make that promise with Allah, Ya Allah, you give me the strength. After Ramadan, we will move away from haram. Move away from unnecessary debt. Coming back to that hadith, my Nabi said, this family will taunt him with his poverty. يُكَلِّفُونَهُ مَا لَا يُتِيكُ because of the taunting and mockery of his family, he will undertake financial burden which he cannot bear. Lies, treachery, haram, deception. Till eventually, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this person will lose his iman in that also. فَيَدْخُلُ مَدَاخِلَ الَّتِي يَذْهَبُ دِينَ He will lose his deen also. This is why it is the cry of our elders. Make effort, imani effort on your families. Mawlana Ismail Godra a few years ago down Raqqa openly said it. He said, which little child said to his zalim parents, show me that shaitan box, show me techno gadgets, show me nakedness, show me how to let the azan fall on deaf ears. Those masoom children have not asked the parents that. The parents are the ones that introduced them to that. Today people are going for Hajj and Umrah. The bag is full with DVDs. The bag is full with instruments of haram from Makkah and Medina. And the problem is the frown line is not even there. The concern is not even there. In the airports we see sometimes the heart burns. Parents are, to keep the children busy, will take those techno gadgets, somewhere music is playing, somewhere TV is playing, something else is playing, and give it to those little children, keep them busy. What seed are we planting? Is there no qabr? Is there no hashab? Is there no accountability? Are they not an amanat? Are they not a treasure which Allah gave you to earn your akhirat? Instill iman in them. Instill Allah's ta'alluq in them. Teach them about Allah. Talk to them about Allah. Talk to them about qabr and akhirat. Baabul Afsa rahmatullah alayhi says, if you leave your child enough of this dunya that he doesn't have to earn for the next five generations, but you have not left him with this conviction that turakat salah is more valuable than the seven heavens and the seven earths, he says, by the qasam of my Allah, you have left that child bankrupt. You have left that child bankrupt, and that same world that you left behind for the child will usurp it in destroying his and your akhirah. The earning is deen, the earning is taqwa, the earning is akhirat, the earning is Allah's connection. Umar bin Abdul Aziz's wife says, there isn't enough. He says to his wife, there isn't enough to purchase new clothes for the children. The cousins will mock at them. She says, take 1 month's advance salary. Take 1 month's advance salary. For the next month, I'll do some chores, maybe bake some food or cookies or whatever it is and sell it to cover the house expenses. This is the wife of the Khalifa, ruling three continents. Umar bin Abdul Aziz entertains the idea, approaches Raja bin Haywa, his treasurer, in his employ. Raja, give me 1 month's advance salary. I want to buy some new clothes for the children for Eid. Raja bin Haywa says, no problem, Amir al-Mu'mineen. prepares a document. On the document is written, I, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, guarantee I will remain alive for one more month. Ask him to sign. When he sees that document, tears enter his eyes, tears the document, comes back home, gathers his children. Oh my children, there were two roads in front of me. There were two roads in front of me. One road, I could have eaten the haqq of others, usurped the wealth of the masses, kept you in the lap of luxury. In exchange for that, Allah would have given me Jahannam. Oh my children, Jahannam is too difficult for me to bear. The other road Allah gave me, I could have instilled iman and taqwa in you. Taught you the value of turning to Allah. Taught you the value of dua. Stayed away from haram. Stayed away from haram. In exchange for that, Allah will protect me from Jahannam. Oh my children, Umar bin Abdul Aziz addresses them. He says, I implore you, whenever you are in need, whenever you are in hardship, whenever you are in difficulty, go on that musalla and raise your hand and ask from Allah, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. It is the promise of my Allah. It is the promise of my Allah that He is the wali and the friend of those who will turn to Him. Ask from Allah, beg from Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask, ask from Allah. When you seek help from Allah. My Malik, my Khalik, my Allah is waiting. This month Ramadan was given for that. Connect with Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run back to Allah. The doors of His mercy are open. Night in, night out. What was the cry of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Dua for his ummah. Crying for his ummah. He made this ummah an ummah of dua. This is that personality. That personality. That person, Allahu Akbar. Interspersed in Quran is the mention of the body parts of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That extent of love Allah had for him. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, the chest of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, the back of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qad nara taqalluba wajhik, the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La tuharrik bihi lisanak, the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا تمدن عينيك, the eyes of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا تجعل يدك, the hand of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. مغلولة على عنقك, the neck of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك, the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Somewhere Allah speaks of his heart, somewhere of his eyes, somewhere of his cheeks, somewhere of his face, somewhere of his tongue, somewhere of his hands, somewhere of his neck, somewhere of his back, and then Quran takes the whole thing together. La'amruk, by the qasam of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. And yet he knocks at the door of Fatima radiallahu anha. Fatima, it is your father. Wa ma'i Imran bin Hussein, with me is Imran bin Hussein. Imran bin Hussein was a leader. Prior to Islam, he came from a noble tribe. So it is your father, and with me is Imran. Sayyidatu Nisa Ahli al-Jannah, the queen of the women of Jannah from inside. She responds. What is the response? Allahu Akbar. She says, my father, I cannot open for you. Why, Fatima? She says, I don't have a cloak or a chadar to cover myself. And with you is Imran. With you is Imran. Today we say, if I don't introduce my friend to my wife, I've insulted my friend. When it is said, by this is not the culture of Islam. Islam is haya, shame, modesty. What do we say? We say the heart is clean. Heart is clean. Shaitani chakkar. In the name of contemporary thinking, enlightened thinking, we have emasculated and destroyed the pure sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why today the homes are broken. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes off his own cloak, passes it into the house. Then he enters. Fatima rushes forward. He embraces her. The chin of Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the crown of the head of Fatima. 3 miles. 3 miles in Taif he was pelted, he didn't cry. In Uhud, Abdullah bin Qamiyah brought his sword crashing down on the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shouting, Khudha wa ana ibn Qamiyah. Take this now, I am Ibn Qamiyah. Blade of the sword on the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blood gushing, yet not one tear left his eye. But the condition of his daughter, the condition of his lakhte jigar, she was the most beloved of his daughters to him. The tears are pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amrad, asqam, oja. She says, oh my father, first it was sickness, now it's hunger and sickness. He consoles her, consoles her. Hawini alayk. Hawini alayk. Fatima, don't make this difficult. Fatima, don't make this difficult. Why? وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ أَبَاكِ بِالْحَقِّ مَا ذُقْتُ مُنْدُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ ذَوَاقًا. By the qasam of that Allah, who sent your father with the truth, your father also hasn't eaten for 3 days. Your father also hasn't eaten for 3 days. This hunger was for who? For the same ummah today that tramples upon his sunnah? For the same ummah today where youngsters cry tears of blood, youngsters Juma Salah, some sports star and some TV star and some soccer star and some this star, emblazoned on the t-shirt, bareheaded for Juma. Fiqhi ikhtilaf, leave it one side. My Nabi was never seen in public with his hair open. There were only one or two occasions. Where is the culture of Islam today? Every qurbani was given. One goal, one object for the ummah to get hidayat. Coming back to this incident, we're running out of time. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. O my children, Allah is the wali of those who will be obedient to Him. Become obedient to Allah. Read 2 rakat namaz. Allah will fulfill your need. The day of Eid comes. One of his sons, the eldest one, his name was Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz bin Umar. He was Umar bin Abdul Aziz. His son's name was Abdul Aziz bin Umar. On the day of Eid, he addresses his son. He says, oh my son, today I am sure my children will be feeling the pain in their heart that my father didn't give us new clothes on this day, whilst our cousins are wearing new clothes. It is said this son, Allah had given him such level of piety that Abdul Aziz bin Umar says, no, my father, today is a day of pride and honor for us. We are able to raise our heads that today we have on old clothes, but our father has not destroyed the command of Allah. Our father has not destroyed the command of Allah. The pride we have in that is far more than in clothing. The time comes for him to leave this world. The Samara. The time comes for him to leave this world. He calls Raja bin Haywa. He says, Raja, Abdul Malik, I was there at his burial. Suleiman, I was there at his burial. Marwan, I was there at his burial. Each one of them, as I laid them in the ground, I saw their faces were blackened and their faces were turned away from Qibla. Raja, I am worried. What is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to me when I am leaving this world? Finally, when that day comes, the janazah of Umar bin Abdul Aziz is being carried. All of a sudden, thousands are present. They look up, a piece of paper starts falling from the heavens. Falls and falls. Till it lands on the janazah of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. And on it is written in lines of Noor, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bara'atum min Allah, Bara'atum min Allah, Li Umar ibn Abdul Aziz min al-Nar. In the name of Allah, the merciful, the kind, the generous, this is the declaration, Bara'at, the declaration of emancipation from Allah for Umar bin Abdul Aziz from Jahannam. Raja bin Haywa says, I lowered his body into the ground, into his qabr. Ka'annahu filqatu qamar. He says, by the qasam of my Allah, it was almost as if the moon had been placed in his qabr. Such was the nur on the face of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, the ruler, 3 continents. But he stayed away from haram. Khubayb bin Adi, 40 archers around him. He says, they have surrounded me. The intention is to cut my body into tiny, tiny pieces. At that time, Abu Sufyan makes the offer, Khubayb, utter the kalimat of kufr and we will free you. وَقَدْ خَيَّرُونِ الْكُفْرَ وَالْمَوْتُ دُونَهُ. He says, they have given me the choice between kufr and freedom. Three things my Nabi said. مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, come on to these three things. Allah will give you the sweetness of iman in this world. First, مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. Love Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم more than anything else. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Love Allah's makhluk. Love your brother whether he is black, whether he is white, whether he is rich, whether he is poor, whether he is Gujarati or Meman or African or Arabic or whatever. Love one another, become an ummah. Break down the barriers of racial prejudice. Break down the barriers of this idea that I am somehow superior if Allah has given me more of dunya. No. Become an ummah. Unite on the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second quality. Man ahabba abdan la yuhibbu illa lillah. Love one another for Allah's sake. Third quality. Man yakrahu an yauda fil kufr. Ba'da an anqadahu Allahu min. Kama yakrahu an yulqa fil nar. The idea of going back to kufr after Allah has given you iman will become more reprehensible. You will prefer to be thrown into jahannam, thrown into a fire, rather than give up your iman. My Nabi said, when you will come onto this, you have found Allah. Dhaqatu amal iman. Allah will give you the sweetness of iman in this world. Khubayb says, they have given me the choice between the kalimat of kufr and maut. He says, tears are pouring down my cheeks. He addresses them. He says, do not feel I am crying out of the fear of death. No. Al-mawtu jisrun yusilul habib ilal habib. Maut is the bridge that is going to join me back with my Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is leaving the world, Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Live that kind of life that we don't have to fear death. That is peygham-e-masarrat. That is peygham-e-muhabbat. That is a bridge that is going to join us with Allah. Live that kind of a life. He says, tears are falling down my cheeks, not because of the fear of death. Walakin jahmu narim mulaffai. I am crying because of the fear of Jahannam. I will not show any fear. Why? Because I am going back to my Allah. I am going back to my Allah. Abu Sufyan says, hey, look. Khubayb's body is facing Qibla. His chest is facing Qibla. Before you strike him, turn him away from Qibla. Turn him away from Qibla. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا إِنْ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا عَلَىٰ أَيِّ شِقٍ كَانَ فِي اللَّهِ مَسْرَعِي وَذَلِكَ فِي ذَاتِ الْإِلَهِ وَإِنْ يَشَأْ يُبَارِكْ عَلَىٰ أَوْصَالِ شَلْوٍ مُمَزَّعِي. O Abu Sufyan, O Kuffar of Makkah, what do you think of my Allah? Do you think my Allah is only in the Qibla? My Allah is in the east. My Allah is in the west. My Allah is in the north. My Allah is in the south. My Allah is above. My Allah is below. I will raise my hand. My Allah is closer to me than my jugular vein. My Allah's jalwa and noor is everywhere. Do you think my Allah is only in the Qibla? Do whatever you want to me, regardless of direction. Allah will put barakat in every one of the strands of my body. As he is about to leave this world, what is the last tamanna? What is the last wish, the last desire, the last dua? He looks to the heavens. What should it have been? Ya Allah, protect my children, protect my family, protect my belongings. No! Looks to the heavens. O my Allah, convey my salams to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Convey my salams to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in the member of Masjid Nabawi. Wa alayka salam ya Khubay. Wa alayka salam ya Khubay. Wa alayka salam ya Khubay. Khubayb, your Nabi also sends salams to you. Khubayb, your Nabi also sends salams to you. Khubayb, your Nabi also sends salams to you. Kama tahyon tamutun. As the life is, Allah will give the mort like that. My respected brothers, jata hua Ramadan. Ramadan is almost gone. Tonight is Shab-e-Qadr or not, Allah knows best. But each of these nights, these moments are precious. This is the time for tawbah. This is the time to turn to Allah. This is the time to take stock. Allah gave us this month to find Allah. And very, very important, this is the time to make this ahad and promise with Allah that once the hilal of Eid is sighted, we will not refer back to what we were doing before Ramadan. Make tawbah. Cry before Allah. Ask Allah for that himmat and strength. And what is important to maintain that is to change our environment. This is why our elders are begging us and beseeching us that every one of us, we're not asking you to stand up, we're not going to take names. What we're asking from the heart, each one make this dua that Ya Allah accept me for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, accept me for the work of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, make me a da'i of your deen. Ya Allah, take me to the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, let my last breath be in your path so that when the breath breaks from my body, your malaika are coming down with bouquets of flowers to make my istiqbal. Each one from the heart. And if you haven't been for 4 months, from the heart, make this niyat. That Ya Allah, you accept me to go 4 months in the path of Allah. All of us will do this, inshallah. Our mother Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Ya Rasulullah, if I feel that it is Laylatul Qadr, what should I do? Allah Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Aisha, read Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That O Allah, you are very forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. These nights from this hadith we learn are for tawbah, to ask Allah for forgiveness. And they are nights for ibadat, they are nights for dua. Our elders, whom Allah has inspired with understanding, they are saying that today if there is any shortage or kami or deficiency in the ummah, it is of dua. Dua is something that Allah loves. Dua is the essence of ibadat. So this, as much as we can, these nights, these moments, we should be spending them in dua, in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in begging from Allah ta'ala. Ijtimai dua will take place now, but after that we make a humble appeal. Most of us, tomorrow is a holiday, we haven't got other activities, let us try. Very, very important, remain in the environment, the precincts of the masjid. Do not get into any unnecessary conversation. These are nights for seclusion. It must be the banda and Allah, you and Allah. You and Allah, you and Allah, no one else. Zikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran, salatul tasbih, our tahajjud, our spending time in dua, whatever, keep ourselves busy in amal as much as we can. If we need to sleep, sleep a little bit and then try and wake up. In the day tomorrow we can sleep, but let us take maximum advantage of these opportunities. We don't know if we'll get a chance like this again. All of us will try and do that, inshallah.